I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. As we heard earlier, Russian forces advanced deeper into the former Soviet Republic of Georgia today, and Georgian troops pulled back in retreat. Meanwhile, President Bush returned to Washington from his trip to Asia, and in a brief statement this afternoon, he had blunt words for the Russians. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
President Bush said he's deeply concerned about Russian military actions in Georgia. He said there's evidence that Russia may soon start bombing the civilian airport in the Georgian capital. Mr. Bush said Moscow's ultimate goal may be to topple Georgia's duly elected government. The president called on Russia to sign on to a European-led effort to get an immediate ceasefire in place.
Russia's government must respect Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty. The Russian government must reverse the course it appears to be on and accept this peace agreement as a first step toward resolving this conflict.
The president said Russia's actions have substantially damaged its standing in the world, and they've jeopardized Russia's relations with the U.S. and Europe. The president was just back from the Beijing Olympics. Over the weekend, President Bush said he brought up his concerns with Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Mr. Bush said he was firm with Putin. But Putin is being equally firm himself. He said today that the Russians will take their mission in Georgia to its logical conclusion. Putin also criticized the U.S. for flying 2,000 Georgian troops based in Iraq home to Georgia. Putin said the West is being cynical by portraying the real aggressors as victims of aggression. Georgian military forces, Putin said, have wiped out entire Ossetian villages. Putin went on to compare Georgia's leaders to Saddam Hussein. Russia expert Michael McFaul of Stanford University says the Kremlin is using the intervention in Georgia to send a signal to the U.S. and its Western allies.
They're back. They consider that this is where they exercise their force and their sphere of influence. And as they do so, they're basically calling the bluff of the United States. They're saying, this is what we can do. What's your response?
The Russians are feeling threatened by what they see as a long list of provocations by the U.S. and NATO along their borders. Robert Hunter is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO.
Putting NATO forces in Romania and Bulgaria, missile defenses in the Czech Republic and Poland, pulling away of Kosovo without so much as paying attention to what Russia's interests might be, and then talking about bringing Ukraine and Georgia into NATO, which goes, in my judgment, way over the line of simply trying to ratify democracy and into an area which Russia has some reason to believe could evolve into a new containment policy.
Hunter says the West bears a heavy responsibility for inflaming Russian nationalism by cozying up to Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili. But he adds that doesn't mean the Russians' military actions in Georgia are justified.
I mean, we're now in a situation in which a great power is acting like a bully. It's picking on a tiny power. Whatever Saakashvili did, it did not merit what the Russians did beyond demonstrating that this was not the right way to behave in South Ossetia. The Russians have gone way beyond what was required.
Hunter says what's required of the U.S. and its Western allies now is to help secure a ceasefire through negotiations. But that might be impossible to do through the traditional channels at the United Nations because Russia has veto power there. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.